Today we're building a classic Hoover Stab Stretch system in Ableton Live 12 with a beginner-friendly macro workflow so you can make jungle and old-school DNB stabs that feel alive, playable, and super useful in an arrangement. The idea is simple. Instead of making one stab sound that only does one thing, we're going to build a rack that can shift from short and punchy to long and smeared, from dark and tight to wide and ravey, all from a few macro knobs. That means you can treat the sound almost like an instrument, not just a preset. This is especially powerful in drum and bass because stabs are not just chords. In jungle, they act like rhythmic punctuation. They can answer the snare, fill gaps in the break, create tension before a drop, or give you that classic old-school rave energy without needing a full melody line. So let's start clean. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, your main sound source can be simpler or wavy-able. If you already have a Hoover-style stab sample, simpler is the easiest place to start. If you want to build something a bit more synthy from scratch, wavy-able is the move. Set your tempo around 170 to 175 BPM. That's a very natural zone for jungle and DNB. Give the track a clear name too, something like Hoover Stab Rack, so when the project gets bigger, you're not hunting for it later. Now choose your source. If you're using simpler, drag in a Hoover Stab sample, rave stab, or any short synth hit with a strong attack. If the sample is already short and clean, classic mode is useful. If you want the whole hit to play every time, one shot is a good option. If the sample already sits well in time, you can turn warp off. If it needs to follow tempo more tightly, leave warp on. If you're using wavy-able, start with a bright saw-based sound. Put oscillator 1 on saw. You can set oscillator 2 to saw as well or something a little squarish for extra edge. Detune them slightly for width. Then add a low-pass filter with moderate resonance. We want the Hoover to feel aggressive in the mids, not sub-heavy. It should sit above the bass line, not fight it. Now let's shape the stretch behavior. This is where the sound starts to feel like a proper stab system instead of just a fixed sample. If you're in wavy-able, keep the amp attack very fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds, so the sound hits immediately. Set decay somewhere around 300 to 800 milliseconds depending on how long you want the tail. Keep sustain low or near zero, because we want a stab shape, not a pad shape. Release can sit around 50 to 250 milliseconds, so the notes don't stop too abruptly. If you're using simpler, you can shape the feel with the amplitude envelope, plus start, fade, and maybe loop settings if you want more movement. Even a sample can feel stretched if you control the note length and let the rack handle the bigger tonal changes. And that's the key idea here. The stretch macro is not about making the sound endlessly long. It's about moving from tight rhythmic punctuation into a more atmospheric tail when you need it. That's perfect for jungle, where arrangement energy changes quickly in 4 and 8 bar blocks. Now let's add the effects chain. After the instrument, add auto filter, saturator, chorus ensemble, echo, reverb, and utility. That's a really solid stock device chain for this kind of sound. Start with auto filter. You can low pass somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz if you want it darker, or use a band pass if you want a more hollow, rave-style character. A little resonance goes a long way. Then saturator. A drive setting of around 2 to 6 dB is a great starting point. Soft clip can help keep it controlled while still making it harder and more present. Next, chorus ensemble. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to make the stab swim all over the place. Just enough stereo enhancement to give it life. Then echo. Use something rhythmic, like 1/8 or 1/8 dotted, for little throws and movement. This is especially cool at the end of phrases. After that, reverb. Keep it small to medium by default. In drum-focused music, too much reverb can blur the groove fast. Finally, utility. This is your final control point for width and mono checking. It's also great for keeping gain under control as the sound changes. Now group everything into an instrument rack if it isn't already, and map your macros. This is where the workflow gets powerful. Map macro 1 to stretch. That might control decay and wavy-able, or some kind of fade or length feel in simpler. Map macro 2 to tone. Usually that means the auto filter cutoff. Map macro 3 to dirt. That's your saturator drive. Map macro 4 to width. This can control chorus amount or utility width. Map macro 5 to space. That's reverb dry slash wet. Map macro 6 to delay. Echo dry slash wet or feedback. Map macro 7 to bite. This could be filter resonance or wavy-able position, depending on the source. And map macro 8 to output, so you can keep the level consistent no matter how wild the sound gets. A really important beginner tip here. Don't feel like you need to map everything at once. If that feels like too much, start with stretch, tone, dirt, and space. That alone will give you a ton of control. Also, keep the ranges musical. Stretch should move from short to medium, not from a tiny chop to a giant ambient wash. Width should never get so huge that the stab becomes unusable. In drum and bass, controlled often hits harder than huge. Now let's write a simple MIDI phrase. Keep it rhythmic. Think offbeats, answers to the drums, and small call and response ideas. A classic starting point is a stab on the end after beat 1, another on beat 3, and maybe one extra stab before the snare or at the end of bar 2. If you're working over a breakbeat, let the stab interact with the break instead of constantly playing. Jungle really shines when each element has space to breathe. The stab should feel like part of the percussion system, not a separate melody sitting on top. For arrangement, try this mindset. In an 8-bar intro, keep the stabs shorter, darker, and more filtered. In the drop, let them stretch a bit more and open up. That gives you movement without rewriting the MIDI. Now automate the macros. This is where the rack starts feeling alive. A great beginner move is to gradually open tone over 4 or 8 bars before the drop. That creates lift. Use space only at the end of a phrase, so the reverb blooms briefly and then gets out of the way. That's much cleaner than leaving it on all the time. Push dirt a little higher in the drop if you want more attitude. Reduce width in the intro, then open it up in the drop for more hype. Just remember, in DNB, you don't want constant motion everywhere. Use automation like punctuation. Make moments, not mush. A classic jungle style move is this. Bars 1 to 4 are dark, filtered, and small. Bars 5 to 8 open up a little, with a brief rise in delay and reverb, then snap back. That contrast really works. Now put the stab in context with the drums. This is a big one. A Hoover stab can be amazing, but if it masks the snare or fights the bass line, it stops working. If the stab is clashing with the snare, lower its volume, tighten the low mids, or reduce the filter body. If it feels too quiet, add a little more saturation or open the tone slightly. Use utility to keep it centered if your drums are already wide, and always check in mono. If the sound gets hollow or disappears, your width or chorus is probably too much. Think about placement too. Stabs after a snare fill, before a drop, or on the last half of a bar often feel very natural in jungle. It's not just about playing chords, it's about making the stab behave like a drum accent with attitude. If you want to make it more DJ-friendly, create two behavioral zones in the rack. One version is intro-friendly, darker, narrower, and less reverbed. The other is drop-friendly, wider, dirtier, and more open with delay throws at the end of phrases. That contrast makes arrangement decisions much easier. You can even build a 16-bar phrase where the sound evolves in stages, sparse in bars 1 to 4, more stretch and filter movement in bars 5 to 8, more aggressive in bars 9 to 12, then stripped back again in bars 13 to 16. A nice old-school trick is to leave a little space before the drop so the stab feels like a warning sign before everything slams in. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the stab too wide in the low mids. That usually makes it messy instead of powerful. Don't drown it in reverb all the time. Save the wash for transitions and phrase endings. Don't let it fight the bass line. Cut the low end and keep the sound focused in the mids. Don't overstretch it until it loses punch. It still needs to feel rhythmic. And definitely don't forget mono checks. That one catches a lot of problems early. A couple of pro tips. A small amount of saturator drive before the filter can make the stab bark harder. A resonant low-pass sweep can create that classic pulling open feeling before a drop. If the track is busy, use the stab as a call and response element instead of a constant layer. Less can feel heavier. And if you want a grimier old-school touch, try a little detune or a very quiet second layer an octave down, then filter it hard so it doesn't mess with the sub. One great way to practice this is to build three versions of the same rack. Make one dry and tight, with short decay, low reverb, and narrow width. Make one stretchy and tense, with longer decay, more filter movement, and a small delay throw. Then make one drop version, with more saturation, wider stereo, and some automation-ready space at phrase ends. Drop those into an 8-bar loop at 170 BPM, and listen to how they interact with the breakbeat. The goal is to make the stab feel like a rhythmic event, not just a chord sound. And here's the bigger mindset for this lesson. Treat the rack like a performance instrument. Ride the macros while the loop plays, then polish the movement later. That's how you get musical results instead of static presets. So to wrap it up, you've built a Hoover stab rack inside an Ableton instrument rack, mapped the useful macros, shaped it so it can stretch, darken, widen, and explode at the right moments, and designed it to sit properly with drums and bass. That's the whole vibe. Rhythmic, mid-focused, drum-friendly, and ready for jungle energy. If you want, I can also turn this into a timed narration with section-by-section voice pacing, or write a matching macro mapping cheat sheet with beginner-friendly knob ranges.